Education Department creates special team to investigate staggering volume of Title IX complaints. By Catherine Hamilton on April 4, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Education, DOE, and the Department of Justice, DOJ, on Friday announced the creation of a team specifically designed to handle the staggering volume of incoming Title IX complaints. The purpose of the Title IX Special Investigations Team, SIT, is to ensure timely, consistent resolutions to protect students, and especially female athletes, from the pernicious effects of gender ideology in school programs and activities, the department said in a press release. The creation of the SIT comes as many Democrat-run states continue to defy President Trump's executive order barring transgender-identifying males from competing on female sports teams and Title IX, which prohibits discrimination based on sex in education programs and activities receiving federal funding. Today's establishment of the Title IX SIT will benefit women and girls across this nation who have been subjected to discrimination and indignity in their educational activities, Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said in a statement. From day one, the Trump administration has prioritized enforcing Title IX to protect female students and athletes. Related, exclusive, Department of Education launches investigation into two athletic associations that publicly defied Trump's order protecting girls' sports. Traditionally, our Office for Civil Rights, OCR, takes months, even years, to complete Title IX investigations. OCR under this administration has moved faster than it ever has, and the Title IX SIT will ensure even more rapid and consistent investigations, McMahon continued. To all the entities that continue to allow men to compete in women's sports and use women's intimate facilities, there's a new sheriff in town. We will not allow you to get away with denying women's civil rights any longer. The SIT will ultimately streamline Title IX investigations by creating a specialized team of investigators from the DOE and the DOJ who will apply a rapid resolution investigation process to the increasing number of cases, according to the department. The team includes DOE Office for Civil Rights, OCR, investigators and attorneys, DOE Office of General Counsel attorneys, DOE Student Privacy and Protection Office caseworkers and an FSA enforcement investigator, and DOJ Civil Rights Division attorneys. Protecting women and women's sports is a key priority for this Department of Justice, Attorney General Pamela Bondi said in a statement. This collaborative effort with the Department of Education will enable our attorneys to take comprehensive action when women's sports or spaces are threatened and use the full power of the law to remedy any violation of women's civil rights. Related, Trump's Department of Education says Maine violated Title IX by allowing males on female sports teams. President Trump's executive order on keeping men out of women's sports was created to protect female student athletes from having to compete with or against or having to appear unclothed before males. The order also mandates each federal department to review grants to education programs and, where appropriate, rescind funding to programs that fail to comply with the policy established in this order, which protects women as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth. President Trump's executive order defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth to the federal government further states that the erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.